Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is time now for Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what kind of amazing and wonderful messages Jesus and the other divine beings have for you today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So DC, tell everyone about the magical DC love.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love, according to Barbara, and spirit. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel most of the time, a healer, an empath, Reiki master, and teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and sometimes I laugh when I, you know, when I tell everyone that, because I have Joan Rivers, and she's whispering in my ear, and you're certifiable, DC. But I do channel, and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. We connected while Joan was in a coma. She threatened me at that time, and we've been together ever since. But the beautiful part of our relationship is that she left this door open, and others have walked through it, and I've had the ability to connect with this beautiful and fascinating mixture of divine source. And it's really given me the ability to help others, and I wouldn't, you know, change anything, you know, for the world. But prior to doing this kind of work, I had a background in law enforcement, and, you know, I've decided, you know, I'm going to hang up that 357. And, you know, love is my revolver. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. This is the Magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. Now everyone even knows more about you than they did before, which is wonderful.
Maybe.
And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach and a Conscious Channel and a radio show host and an author and probably other stuff that I'm not thinking of. But part of my journey in life was learning how to connect with my guidance, learning how to actually find the answers that I was looking for. And this is not something that just a few select people in the world can do. This is something that's available for each and every one of us. So if you want to learn more about channeling or about me or about DC or anything else, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll down, and you'll find pictures of both DC Love and myself. And there's Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So it's a way for you to connect with her and set up for her to actually work with you if that's something that you want to do. And you'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. There's also free information there on how to start automatic writing, which was one of my first steps in becoming a channel. And so I encourage people to do it for themselves. See for yourself that you truly can connect and get messages from your guidance. They really are there for you, and they always will be. Okay, so now we will hear what the messages are for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
My goodness, Barbara, you're an awfully brave woman asking that question. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? I was sitting here a couple minutes before the show began, and I was saying, you know, Jesus, this is the first day where callers are actually going to be able to get guidance from us. It's going to be live, you know? And I was starting to get a little message, and then I heard, good morning, Mom. Hi, Barbara. This is Ginger. Hello, everyone from the other side. And she wanted to say that, you know what, she's so excited that we're taking callers because, as you know, Barbara, she's been listening since the beginning of our show. You know, ever since it began, from the first show on, she's been with us. So she just wanted to say, you know, I'm here with JC and the gang. And I said, Ginger, excuse me, JC and the gang? And then I remember, okay, so I see you've met, yeah, Mom, that crazy blonde-haired lady that you always talk about. She's so much fun. And I said, Ginger, I hope someone's supervising you with, you know, the visits with her. She said, yeah, we've got a few angels tagging along just to make sure we don't get into too much trouble. And I said, oh, okay, that's good. And she said, Mom, you know what, I'd like to thank you and Barbara for spreading my messages of love. And for those of you that are still grieving the loss of a loved one, please remember that you can't expect to heal overnight. Be patient because each day does get a little better. And pain, you know, does ease over time. Everyone heals in their own way. And just remember, we are always connected by love. And only love is real. Everything, you know, in the physical life is only temporary. So she asks, like, each of us to continue to fulfill our soul mission. And she said, you have everything that you need within you. Connect with your passion because life is meant to be lived. And what you are seeking is seeking you. And please, don't waste one moment because each is so precious. What is your... Have courage, follow your dreams, and allow your joy to fill every area of your life. Stay positive, envision your future, and please tell everyone how much you love them because you never know when God will call them home. But I'm here to tell you, you can continue to have a relationship with, you know, those you love. We're not gone, and we have all the time in the world to connect with you. Only our physical body is gone. That would, you know, that would really, like, weigh us down. And without its limitations, we're even more alive. You can feel our presence and recognize our signs. But please, don't think that you have to wait until you leave your earthly life to connect with us, because we're right here with you right now. And we will be with you the moment that you, you know, call our names. I hope that this has made your heart feel a little bit lighter. I love you all. Ginger. And then all of a sudden, heard, hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. I just wanted to pop in and say hello. It's a little bit early for me yet, but I wanted to let you know, Barbara, that I've been practicing a few things, and I've almost got that walking on water thing beat. Jesus, he's really helping me with that. So, of course, we know who that is. It's Joan. And she said, okay, I've got to run. Have a great day. And she wanted to let everyone know that she loves her. And then Jesus, you know, finally got a chance to come in. So his message is, blessings, beloved ones. You are pure creation and what you think you create. If you change your thinking, you can change your life. You are here to learn and to see yourself as I see you. Only then can you realize your soul's calling. Use the gifts that I have given you and follow your passion. What is it that really makes your heart sing? Follow that joy. I have loved you since the beginning of time. My love for you, beloved ones, is eternal, and I love each of you the same. You are all so precious in my eyes. Embrace your gifts as well as your purpose. In every experience, you will find a hidden treasure. How you use your gifts will determine your journey. You are here to remember who you are and where you are going. You are a manifestation of my energy. When you realize that you are connected to everyone and everything, you then understand there is no separation. There never was, and there never will be. With that being said, what do you love? Do not waste time doing something that truly does not make you happy. What are the callings of your soul? Listen to what it is guiding you to do, and you will consciously create the life of your dreams. It will help you to connect with your highest choices. Your soul is your essence, your truer self. When you listen to your soul, your love for yourself is complete and non-judgmental. You have an inner knowing that will empower you to live the life of your dreams. Your earthly life is meant to be happy. And remember, it's not important what you do for a living. The real joy comes from who you become while you are doing what you love. I love you, Jesus. And those are my messages, Barbara.
Wonderful. Ah, such inspiring messages. Okay, well, let's see what Jesus wants to send through me today. My beloveds, sometimes it feels like you find life to be such a struggle, that you find everything to be so difficult, that you really feel that it's just not working for you, that you are not supported, you are not guided, there is nothing there for you. It saddens our hearts to see you go through this, even though we know that eventually you will come through it and you will recognize that life really is a gift. It is a beautiful, expansive experience, and you are meant to enjoy it. We ask that you start that now, that you really open your heart to life, to love, to joy. There's really no reason why you shouldn't start right now, this very moment. You did not come here to serve a sentence, to be punished for what you have done wrong. Remember, you are unconditional love, so there is no wrong. And we know that for some of you, this is a difficult concept to even understand, because it has been told to you over and 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 over that there is right, there is wrong, there is good, there is evil. There are all of these different ways of being. But when you are living in that unconditional love, you are leaving behind the duality that you have been taught. You are simply being in love. And in love, life is an adventure, and you experience all kinds of wonderful and amazing things in order to learn. So there is no failure, because it was just a way of learning. There is no way that you can screw it up, because it's all about learning and being the truth, who you are. We invite you to start living in love, to open your heart to loving yourself. And there are so many of you who spend so much of your time looking at your life and seeing every little thing that you've ever done and beating yourself up for it, constantly criticizing yourself for the decisions that you have made. How does that make you feel? How does that improve your life? We see you when you are doing this. We hear the words that you are saying. We feel the pain that you are inflicting upon yourself. We know that this does not benefit you. It does not make your life better. It takes you deeper into those beliefs that you are bad, you are wrong, you are meant to be in hell, because that is what you are creating in that moment. That is what you are choosing to live. We know that there are different religious philosophies that teach you that heaven and hell only exist once you die. And we want you to know the truth. You are deciding in every moment of your existence whether you are living in heaven, allowing yourself to be the love, allowing yourself to move forward and experience what you've come here to experience, and doing it with joy and acceptance. Or if you are living in hell, and you are suffering and you are struggling and you are doing without and nothing works in your favor and everyone is against you and you are constantly being punished. So you see, heaven and hell are not these conceptual beliefs of what happens once you die, especially since you don't actually die. It's what you are choosing to live right now, right now, in this very moment. Where are you choosing to be? Are you sitting there hoping that God is going to come and change your life so that it no longer has to be this horrible experience that it has been? If so, you are choosing hell. Change your mind. It is your life. It is your choice. Ask to be shown the love. Ask to feel the love, to live the love. And we do understand that this is not always an easy thing for so many of you. This is a new way of being. And there will be moments when you will feel extremely uncomfortable with it. And there will also be moments when you experience a joy that is so far beyond what you have ever imagined that you will know that love is the answer. Love is the way to live your life. You have had so many beautiful beings who have inspired you with poetry and songs to show you that there are other choices. Start listening to that music that brings you joy, that music that shows you that yes, there is love, that music that shows you that you make that choice. It really is your life, and you really are creating everything that you are experiencing. And so there's really no one to blame for anything that you consider to be wrong. It was part of your choice. And you have the freedom, you have the power to make different choices. And you don't have to go and learn anything in order to do it. You just have to start making those choices. But if you do want to have assistance, if you do think that you need someone who can explain it to you, who can open you up and clear you and whatever else you imagine that you need to have done, then ask us. And we will guide you to someone who is right for you. Someone who can help you on this journey. We have two of those beautiful beings who come to you every Tuesday and Thursday mornings to relay the messages that we want to share with you. You already know about them. You can connect with either of them or both of them. You are provided with everything that you need. Part of life. It's part of the agreement. But you have been taught that you are not going to get anything that you need unless you prove that you are worthy of it. This is a false belief. We know your value. We know it far better than you do. You don't have to prove anything to us. You have to ask. You have to allow. You have to receive. Everything is there for you. It always has been, and it always will be. Know that you are the love that you seek, and that you are worthy of love, of being loved, of loving, of just love. This is you. This is the truth for your life. Embrace it. and allow yourself to live it. We love you. We will always love you. And we are here for you. Call on us. That's all you have to do. Just ask.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Barbara. This is awesome. I had my daily dose of vitamin G, but now it gets even more exciting.
Yes, that is true. Okay, so we've done what we normally do, and we are now at the point in this radio show now where we will be happy to take questions from you. So if you've called in or you are in the chat room and you have a question, remember if you're on the phone, you have to press 1 in order to raise your hand. And if you are in the chat room, you have to be logged in order to type. So anyone that has a question and you want the answer from your guidance, from Jesus, from whomever it is, then just go ahead and do that. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. Don't let it pass you by.
And we have Joan returned a little bit while you were, you know, giving the beautiful message. And she's sitting with Ginger, and she's saying, tell them, Ginger, tell them that it's supposed to be Mornings with Jesus and Ginger. I said, we'll think about it. I mean, it took me a while before, you know, I added her to my, you know, to what I say I do, my goodness. But I finally, I mean, she sort of like strong-armed me, so I added it.
Wonderful. Okay, we have a hand raised on the phone, and we have a typing person in the chat room. So let's go to the phone while we let this person finish typing. Okay, area code 570. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, it's Deborah.
Good morning,
hi, Barbara.
Deborah.
Hi, DC.
Hi,
Ginger.
Hi, that's one of Ginger's favorite people, Barbara.
Mine too. So,
well,
Deborah, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, I was listening along, and I'm trying every day to keep learning from you guys. You guys have been so wonderful. But I thought I'd just chime in and see if there's anything that I need to know today to keep moving forward.
Awesome. Well, you know what, Barbara, if I may, I didn't get anything yet, but Ginger is asking Debbie to really connect with her joy.
Ah, okay.
And as you connect with your joy, you know, everything just, you know, seems like it becomes magical, okay? And stay in the present. Just stay in the present moment, because as you start to create in the present moment, then, you know, all these future moments, you know, become possible. Okay?
Beautiful.
So just do what you love is basically what Ginger is wanting you to know, is just do what you love. Okay? And don't be afraid to be that beautiful person that you were meant to be, because you're here to help so many people. And that's
wonderful.
What she's wanting you to, that you are. You know, just instead of thinking about it, though, you really have to, she's saying to me, like, Deb, where's your game plan? I know she's saying that, you know, she said, you know, you've been talking about, you've been connecting, and you've, you know, been talking to different people, but she's asking you, where's that game plan? Because she's, like, you're a little bit stuck there. You know, now you have to make that beautiful vision of yours a reality, correct?
Correct.
And she's saying, what is it, Deb? What is it that you're afraid of? What's stopping you from going forward? Is it a feeling of I'm not good enough? Because you are. You're just, you know, you are good enough, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, create that space and, you know, feel it within and allow it to come to fruition, okay? are you waiting for something before you go forward? She's saying, are you waiting for something, Deb? You know, what is it that's stopping you? You know, do you need a little bit more clarity? You know, like, what is it? You know, just go within, because everything that you need is within you. To start your journey, like, you know, of who you're supposed to be this lifetime, it doesn't always have to involve money, okay?
Okay,
because I'm, like I said, I really didn't get nothing at first. Ginger really has a little bit more smarts today than I do. You know?
Thanks, Ginger.
She's asking you, you know, like, just connect with your joy, and it's your right. It's your, you know, it's your birthright to be this beautiful person.
Okay.
You know, and she wants you to have everything that you're desiring, and she wants your joy to turn into your reality.
Okay.
And Ginger knows you personally, correct? She does know you personally.
Yes.
So she's, like I said, she's speaking from her heart, and she just wants, she wants you to be that beautiful person that you were meant to be, Deb, because you're here, you know, to really, to help so many people, and she wants you to celebrate that beautiful person that you are.
Okay.
Do you ever take time to celebrate, like, how beautiful you are? You are one of the most beautiful people that I know.
Oh, thank you.
You know, honor that person that you are. You have such a beautiful, unique, you know, different like way about you than so many others that I've ever met, you know, and just, you know, resonate with that, celebrate that, you know, and just, you know, when you share your love and you share your laughter, you're connecting, you know, with your highest and best, you know, so let that beautiful soul of you shine and just start creating the life that you're, you know, envisioning, okay? And that's Ginger's to you. I have nothing.
Thanks, Ginger.
Well,
thank you.
Ginger is very wise, and she has, you know, she has the connection. So listen to Ginger.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And so there's a little bit more for you, and so this is something that Jesus wants to share with you. My beloved, you have come such a long way. You are really opening up to your life and to your value and to who you really are. You are in a time of expansion, a time of becoming aware and allowing yourself to truly be in every moment. So we just want to remind you that you are living now. You are creating now. You are shaping your future. And your past is over and done. So don't go there. There's absolutely no need for you to ever go back to what used to be, because you're not recreating that. You're creating what you truly desire. Focus on what feels right for you. Focus on being open. Focus on allowing yourself to truly accept the blessings that the Creator is giving to you. Live in the moment, knowing that everything that you desire is possible. And when you are in that beautiful energy, that energy that allows you to create miracles, then you are truly allowing your light to shine. You are truly being. And we encourage you to be in every moment. You don't have to wait for anything or anybody else, because the Creator is with you right now, always. You have the power. Stand in that power. Live in that power. You have no idea of how magnificent you are. But you're beginning to learn that. And we are so proud of you. So keep up the good work. Keep moving forward with your dreams and your visions. Keep opening up your life. We love you. And we are here for you. So don't ever hesitate, not even for a second, about asking, about calling, about receiving. Your life is a blessing. It's a blessing for you, and it's a blessing for everyone who connects with you. You are amazing, and you are wonderful, and you are beautiful, and we love you. Please love yourself. Okay, that was the message that Jesus wanted to share with you.
Thank you, Barbara. If I may, Ginger's jumping up and down here for a second, Deb. She's saying to you, if you don't like what you've created, why not create something new? Okay?
Yeah.
And
okay.
She's just asking you to close your eyes and take a couple deep breaths and allow, you know, this unexpected to come in and show you what your new path is going to look like, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, it doesn't always, she's saying, Deb, you don't always have to sit there in deep meditation. I think she's checking you out. Like,
yeah.
You can just, you know, you could see the present moment and you could still get, you know, your answers, you know?
Okay.
So, but first, I can just take those couple deep breaths she's asking you and just allow, like I said, allow all this beautiful consciousness to just pour in you and show you, like, you know, I'm seeing like a windy road, hon. That's what she's showing me, this beautiful windy road. That's a new road you're going to be going down.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's nice to be able to, you know, just get some thoughts out and, you know, someone keep me on track and not run beep, beep.
You know what? You've got Ginger. Next time you run, she's going to pull the backside of you and hold you down.
You guys are great. Thank you.
And you are great, too. You know, you are one of the most authentic people I've ever met. You know, God bless you.
Thank you. And you guys are helping me to realize that. I always seen, you know, everyone else, how beautiful they are. And I really never seen it in me. So, you know, that was
a blessing. You've helped me so much. For as much as I've helped you, you in turn have helped me just as much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I could finally see that.
Yeah, connect with the inner awesomeness within Ginger Sand, because you're just as awesome, you know?
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Oh,
well,
thank you, Deb, for calling.
Okay, and for, you know, having the courage to raise your hand.
Yes.
You too, please.
Thank you. All right. Bye, girls.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you know, Barbara, I just want to say, Deb is more courageous. I want to say for one second, if I may, Deb is more courageous. She not only raised her hand, she came to my house when I was having sessions, like, you know, in person at the house, and we didn't know each other, and, you know, it was on Meetup, and she just came to my house. So she is a courageous person.
Yes, she is, and she's a wonderful person, too. Okay, so our next question comes from the chat room, and this is from Daniela, and the question is, I'm currently in France. Is this a good country for me to stay or consider moving to? For me to stay or consider,
saying,
I'm assuming it's moving to. Okay.
Saying ooh la la. Ooh la la. She likes it, you know. She thinks it's a great country. That's what Ginger is saying. And I just see, like, her life is just, like, blooming there is what I'm getting. I mean, it's really, really beautiful. Well, that's what, I mean, Ginger is showing me. And it's Daniela that you were saying, that's her name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just, that, you know, as she continues on her journey, she is going to make the world such a more beautiful place with the actions that she takes. Okay? But I'm also getting, you know, just stay on your own path. The angels are with you. They're watching over you. And Ginger is saying, you know what? don't look to, like, to see what others are doing. Just watch what you're doing. And, you know, look how far that you really have come, Daniela. Focus on your own journey, you know. And please, you know, and this goes, like, this is coming from me as well. You know, I don't, you know, resonate with perfection by any means. And, you know, don't worry about perfection, okay? Just, you know, continue to focus on what you love. Follow that passion. And Daniela, you know, Ginger is, you know, she's giving you a pause up there. And she's saying you are on the right path, okay? And even though, like, Daniela feels like it's not coming about fast enough, it is. It really is. And I'm just seeing that this is going to be, Barbara, this is going to be a beautiful, beautiful adventure. And Ginger's like running through a field and everything, and she wants Daniela to, you know, connect with that inner child. Feel the magic. You know, this is going to be like a magical journey for her, okay? And this is going to be like, you know, focus on this beautiful journey. And as you do, you know, you have everything you need within you. You know, you have all, you know, the connection to source that you need. And I feel like this is the right thing. So Ginger is saying just, you know, enjoy the adventure and, you know, keep in touch with us. That's what I've got.
Okay. All right. So, Daniela, you have a message from Jesus. So here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, we often tell people that they should work on themselves and not move in order to believe that they are going to change their lives because they're in a new place. Because it's not the place, it's you. And we still say this, but we see that with you, there are some differences that are triggered by this new place. You find it easier to open in this new place. And it's the newness that's actually allowing you to feel this. So when you consider where it is that you want to live, we want you to consider it from the aspect of who you are being. If you are ready to start opening your heart and truly loving yourself and connecting with the wisdom that is within you, then we see this move as an opportunity for you to do this, to be with people who do not expect you to be the old you, people who will think that this is your norm, so that you can be this open, loving, being filled with this beautiful light, creating a life that you absolutely love. So we do see that a move will help you. It will get you out of your, out of those decisions that said that this is my life, this is the way my life is always going to be. Every time I try to change it, it doesn't work. My life will never change. So do this if it feels right in your heart. And feel that your soul loves this idea. But know that this is an opening for you. It's really not about the place. It's never really about the place. It's about who you are being. And sometimes you have to change places in order to change who you are being. So for some people, moving from one place to another really does work because they are allowing themselves to open up to being. And you seem to be one of those people. So we encourage you, find your heart, embrace your heart. Allow your energy to expand, so that you can have the amazing influence on this world that you have come here to have. And we want you and everyone else to know that when you are out there and you are allowing your light to shine and your light is getting brighter and brighter and brighter, that light in no way diminishes anybody else's light. You are actually inviting other people to shine more. So don't ever be afraid that you are going to shine so brightly that everyone else is going to be diminished. That's not the way it works. When you expand, you allow others to expand. It is the growth of love. And there is no limit to how much love you can be. So enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, and enjoy your new surroundings. Embrace this opportunity and truly allow yourself to live. And we think that you understand exactly what we mean by living. Know that we are here for you. And enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Okay, Daniela, that's what he wanted to say to you. So now you've got your walking paper. So
voila.
All right. So anyone else who has a question, if you're in the caller's queue, press 1 to raise your hand. And Daniela is typing, so I'm not sure exactly what she's going to say. We'll wait just a second for her to finish. We have the wonderful time delays of radio. And we have a hand. Okay. So Daniela is saying, thank you. I will enjoy and keep in touch. Thank you for the message from Jesus. You are so welcome, sweetheart. And it's funny because when he was saying enjoy, 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 I was getting these images of this food and wine and strolling through the countryside and laughing and enjoying being with other people. And it was just like a wonderful, relaxed, connected kind of life. So that's what I was seeing with those words of enjoy. All right, let's go to our
Barbara,
next
when
caller.
You were boy and Ginger was saying, oh, what a delicious, you know, what a delicious, you know, she was connecting with you and she's saying how delicious that is, what you're saying. So she was showing me like doggy bones all over the place.
yes, but Daniela, you don't have to eat the doggy bones. Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 646. And as soon as my computer does what I told it to.
Good
all
morning.
All right,
Paul.
We're connected. Good
all
morning,
right.
Helena.
Good morning. I'm on public transportation, so I think easier if I ask for a message. So, and I can mute myself if need be if the sounds are distracting.
Oh, Helena, you know what? You're always moving when you call, and we love it, you know?
Thanks.
And just, you know what, Ginger, my dog, she left her physical body last Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you know what, the physical, you know, vessel is very heavy, mm-hmm. Okay? So she's been with me, and she has been with Barbara and myself through this whole journey of Mornings with Jesus. So that's why you're getting, like, that's why you're going to get, and people have been getting messages from Ginger this morning, because she's been secretly, you know, waiting for this moment, I think.
That's so cool. And I had a dog named Ginger when I was a kid, and I so welcome any information from Ginger. Oh, this is so cool.
Okay. You know what? She just wants you to release, like, you have, like, some old ways in there, and she wants you to release the old and, like, welcome in the new. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, you know, she wants you to hold, you know, hold a leash, but hold her desk. And she's saying, but, you know, if you really want to be happy, try to be more like Ginger. Try to be more like a, you know, like the dog with the happiness going on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to, you know, I think if we live life like from a simpler place is what she's saying. Okay, and I've connected several times. So be more like her is what I'm getting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to the leash, more like Ginger. And I feel like, you know what, you have really, we've got to connect with that beautiful person within, okay? And Ginger is, she's showing me a bunch of kibble, and she's saying, you know, Colina, what is it that you're craving, you know? And just recognize, you know, what you went through to get you to where you are right now, and just, you know, let the healing begin, you know? So I hope that makes a little sense to you. And I'm just getting, you need like a little bit more balance in your life.
You
know, just let go of negativity and like let that positive light shine within. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you're such a beautiful person, and I do see you on a beautiful path. Okay? And Ginger has shown me a pile of doggy bones. And that means that, you know, abundance is coming to you. Okay, and she's asking you, you know what, like, you know, like when we leave the house and we come back and, you know, our pets are just, like, so happy to see us?
Mm-hmm.
She's be happy, like, in all circumstances, in every moment, you know? And just, you know that, you know, you have everything within you to make you happy. And you know, God is in you, and this is really, you know, that's like our divine abundance. And if you have, you know, that beautiful gift within, you really do have everything. And she's letting you know that you have so many gifts that you're to share with the world. You have so much within you, Helena, is what I'm hearing. Okay? Does that, you know, resonate with you?
Yeah, I'm so trying to share them, and I don't seem to get where I want to go.
Well, just person that you are, and let that love be, you know, felt by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have so much love within. And Ginger's saying you've always been a part of the divine. Just realize that, okay? Just remember who you truly are. You're such a beautiful, compassionate person. Helena, you're filled with joy. You're filled with life. You're filled with peace. I mean, you are such a beautiful person, and Ginger wants you to know that, you know, you have everything you need within. You have the deepest wisdom. You have the highest truth, and not only that you have them, you are all of these, okay? And just in any moment that you need, you can resonate with these, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that makes a little bit of sense to you.
Oh, that was really nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so let's see what Jesus wants to say to you, Helena.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Earlier when I was speaking of people who tend to hold on to those judgments of who they've been and everything they've done, you realized that I was speaking of you. That you are one of those people. You tend to go back to the past and pick up a stick and just beat yourself up over it. And we do so deeply and strongly ask that you stop. You haven't done anything so horrible. You are simply living your life and learning the lessons and moving more and more into the truth and the light. And this is happening. You can feel it. Look at your life as it is right now and think of how it was 6 months ago. And you can see the tremendous growth that you have allowed to happen. So we would ask that you put down the stick. Stop beating yourself up. Please. You are so beautiful and so wonderful. And when you are smiling and laughing, you are just spreading so much joy in the world. You don't even realize the impact that you have on others. Start looking at who you are in the moment. Please open your heart. Please love yourself. You really, 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 really do deserve it. You've already proven over and over and over again how wonderful you are. It's time for you to start paying attention to that. It's time for you to recognize you, to recognize your beauty, your wisdom, your magnificence, your talents, your gifts, all that you are. You are a phenomenal woman. Allow yourself to live the life of a phenomenal woman. And a phenomenal woman does not deny herself the things that she desires. She does not need to live small. She does not need to struggle. She does not need to have every moment of her life be an example of the torture that she is meant to go through. You are not meant to be tortured. Not by yourself, not by anyone. Let go of those ideas. That wasn't you, and it's not you now, and it has no place in your life now. You are magnificent. Live that magnificence. It's time to open up and let your light shine. And we mean really open up and let your life shine. That is what you are here for. This is your first step on the path to beauty, to success, to prosperity, to love, to everything that you desire. Please focus on who you are and who you are becoming, and let everything else go. We know that this is something that to you sounds totally impossible at times, but we want you to know that it is possible. We would not tell you if it could not be done. And you know you can trust us. We love you. And we are on your side. So please, please, please put down all of the sticks and move forward with your life. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Holy Moses. That was huge.
Yeah. But it's time. It's time for your life to be huge. So, put down the sticks.
Okay. Are those sticks?
Helena, you are phenomenal, and I just want to let you know that. I mean, I've spoken with you many times, and you are just one of the most amazing people. And you just, like, you know, listen to Jesus' message and really start resonating with, you know, that truly beautiful person then. And I have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's asking you to really, you know, be able to, like, speak up, okay? Because I feel like you have so much to offer everyone, and you hold it within.
Yeah.
And he's giving you symbolically, he's handing me the hand to you, this beautiful sword. And it's going to help you to take the action that you need to take, okay? Because you have a bunch of angels around you, and they see how afraid you are. You know? So don't be afraid anymore, because you have Archangel Michael standing right next to you. He's going to give you the courage that you need. He's going to give you permission if you sort of needed it, like on a subconscious level.
Yeah.
You know, you're here.
Yeah.
Share that wisdom. And Archangel Michael is saying God gave you this beautiful voice, and he wants you to use it to speak your truth, because you have so much that everyone needs to hear. And your life thus far has been filled with these beautiful experiences. You have so many valuable lessons. And, you know, so much knowledge that you've gained is going to be so helpful to so many, you know. And he's saying, Helena, right now, right here and now, you know, take this sword and hold it. Let it give you courage. Stand up for yourself and be able to speak out, okay? I don't know if you need to speak out, you know, maybe, you know, work, around family, but whatever you find yourself in, whatever situation it may be, always know Archangel Michael is right by your side, and he's going to help you to speak always the best words. So just have confidence in that, and then you're going to be able to share all that good stuff that's within you, okay? So just know that, you know, you're not alone. When you're afraid to speak, you have Archangel Michael right by your side, and he wants you to let your heart and your soul guide your voice, okay?
Yes. This is, like, amazing this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you. Holy
Ginger
smoke.
Thinks you're a beautiful lady, so she just wanted to let me tell you, you know, how truly amazing you really are, Helena.
Thank you. Gosh, hugs and kisses to Ginger.
Oh, God bless.
God bless.
You've got her paw of approval, so I know you're kind of cool.
Yeah, the animals are cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Helena, I just want you, you know, to give yourself some time to process all of this, because this is a big step, but you're ready for a big step, so
I am.
Let it happen. Yeah. Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Bye, Helena.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we are about out of time. I wasn't sure we'd actually go an hour, but we went an hour. Yay! So
yeah,
thank you
to
everyone
who
called.
It was amazing.
In.
And
yeah.
I think you're a little... We're really, really lucky, because I think Joan was ready to come through. She was saying, oh, my gosh, this is great. I want to get in on some of this stuff. So I think it's a good time to end the show.
I think so, too.
She's sitting up there.
And
she was writing a note. This is, you know, Mornings with Ginger, Joan, and Jesus. I said, it doesn't go that way, Joan.
We'll have to get a much bigger billboard. Okay. Oh, and I want to thank Daniela from the chat room for writing in her question. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we appreciate each and every one of you who listen to the show. So if you ever have anything that you want to say to us about the show, you can email us at the number 1, Morning with Jesus, with no spaces in there, at gmail.com, and we will get your message and we will respond. Remember, this is your life. This is your day. This is your opportunity to live more, to be more, to experience more, to expand into the love that is around you.
Barbara, Ginger says she wants to thank you for this beautiful show. She's been, you know, with us, like, from the beginning of the journey when I first connected with you, and she's learned so much from you. She wants to let you know that.
Aw, how sweet.
She's thanking you, but she wants to let everyone else know as well. Just, you know, live life from the simple side, she's saying. You know, just, you know, go on the grass, roll around, scratch your ears, and just have a couple treats, you know. Life doesn't have to be that hard.
Oh, yes, we should learn from our dogs, because that's exactly what Betty likes to do. Go outside, roll in the grass, lay in the sun, and just enjoy life. Okay, everybody, we will be back in our usual way on Tuesday, but we will be on Blog Talk next Thursday morning, same time. So feel free to join us. And everybody, have a magnificent day. We love you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye, everybody.